have an open heart to all men in order to love them. To love them. Okay? Have an open heart to all men in order to love them. And I'll just tell you right here that this point is the key to being a good shepherd. You have to have an open heart to love all people. Now, I'd just like to show you how some verses where this is really elucidated in a good way. Acts 16:14. Let's all read that verse. Okay, you see, Lydia opened to the words. She was listening and she opened. This shows, and it says the Lord opened her heart. This shows the real factor, the most basic factor, is the Lord has to open our heart in order that we can love people. Okay? The Lord has to do it. Okay? And following that is 2 Corinthians 6, where Paul is talking to the Corinthians who have had many, many, many struggles with a lot of different situations, a lot of, even including Paul. Okay? So Paul says to them, our mouth, that means their ministry, you know, their what they have to say to them, is open to you. We have a lot of things for you. Our heart is enlarged toward you. You see, you are not constricted in us, but you are constricted in your inward parts. See, you're the one that's become small. But we're testifying we don't feel that way. You see, God has opened our heart to embrace you, to help perfect you, to really shepherd you, to do so many things. You see, and he was trying to, you know, he's trying to hit the sledgehammer on the rock enough times that there'd be a little crack come about. You see, and in our serving the Lord, in our being one with Him, in being a member of the body of Christ, and functioning in so many ways. We have to have a heart that's open to all so that we can love them. And you know what? God has to do this job in us. See, we have to love every man. Paul gave this testimony, you know, that they were out for every man to perfect every man. See, are we enlarged? Because this is a big word here in this verse. Enlarged, you see. Are we you know, contracting, constricting? See, do we love just the younger ones, younger people like my? Do we love people like me? You see, or do we love all ages and all stages? Do we love sinners? Do we love aged saints? See, do we love different races, different ethnic backgrounds, different age groups, different lifestyles? Do we just let certain things turn us off because it's not like us? You see, a shepherd can't afford this kind of luxury. If you want to be a shepherd, you have to deny all this. This has been buried by the cross of Christ, and you have to bury it by saying amen. So that we're a lover really of men. See? And if we love them, we can surely shepherd them. But we have to take the exhortation. The Corinthians weren't doing too well. They were getting small, contracting, and the apostles were expanding, enlarging. You see, this is why we need Christ so desperately, so realistically, that we could have a heart. This has so much to do with our heart. we would be like this, you see. Do you just like to, you know, pal around with a certain few types of saints that are really like you, Sean? Or do you have a heart for all the brothers and sisters, and even all of men, you see, that you could really open and relate to them? I don't mean you relate to their former manner of life or their fallen nature, but to their God-created being. You just realize this is a creature of God. See, this is a person in God's image and likeness, regardless of what damage was done, you see, or how peculiar things are. You know, we can't just love things that are Texas oriented. We can't love things just that are south of the border oriented. We can't just love things that are, north of the border, East Coast style, West Coast style. There are a lot of difference in those two styles. You see? I hope we're not constricted, you see. And I hope that someone else, you know, sometimes the constriction was really vice versa, but they didn't realize that. That maybe I was more open to them than they were to me, you know, if we really could see it, you know. We have to be open to everybody, all kinds, every kind of situation, you see. Sometimes we think, I'm just not open to that person. I just don't like that kind of person. That person is just so against, just against everything I feel is good and decent and culturally proper, you know. And yet that's a person in God's image and likeness that needs Christ desperately. See? And in the church, you know, we do much, much better because we know Christ is in a person. And they've already shed off a lot of the old man and things like that. But still, we struggle. We struggle. People grate against us the wrong way, don't they? Sure. So have an open heart in order to love them. If you're a married person, this is what you need. Just be enlarged, you see, so that love can flow, then you can shepherd. Okay? Don't say, my husband or wife needs to do that to me. You just do it to them. And you'll see, it will work. See, we have to overcome all kinds of stuff. Everything. We just have to really, really break through. See? Let's see. Then in 2 Peter, down here under 26, Peter says, and in godliness, he's listing a whole bunch of things that you need to develop one after another in your Christian experience. And so he finally comes to godliness, and then he says, in godliness, you need to add brotherly love. You see? Then he takes it a step further and says, and in brotherly love, love. This is unrestricted love to all men. You see? We really learn with the brothers and sisters how to love, and we let that be enlarged to all people. See? This is the best way. This is the Bible's way. You see? Then, if you do that, you have a way to love them and therefore to shepherd them. And the Bible says, for these things existing in you, abound and abounding, constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Then finally, 1 John 4:12, no one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. Okay? So loving one another is really a clear-cut way to manifest the love of God. The world needs to see the love of God. Therefore, we must love one another. And this is the strongest testimony that Christ is real, that he can do this among a group of people who on an ordinary basis would not have this close love. It's so this has to mean the source is Christ. This is a very, very strong thing.